Today, a preliminary hearing on charges against a former Michigan State University gymnastics coach is being held. Kathy Klages has been charged with lying to police investigators who questioned her about the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal. You'll recall that Nassar was a physician at MSU who sexually assaulted more than 200 girls and young women, many of them in the MSU gymnastics program. Joining us now is Shayna Roth. She's Michigan Radio's Capitol reporter. Hi there.
Hello.
So what is Kathy Klages accused of lying about?
So essentially what the prosecutors are saying is that investigators went to Klages. They asked her, did gymnasts in the past ever come to you and say, Larry Nassar is abusing me or he's doing things that make me uncomfortable? And Klages said no. And now what is going to be happening today at the preliminary hearing is there are two women who say that that's not true, that they actually back in 1997 met with Klages. They said Larry Nassar was doing some things to them that they were not comfortable with, and that essentially they did in fact report it to her.
Well, why hasn't she been charged with more if, as their coach, she ignored the complaints that Nassar did inappropriate things with these teenage members of the gymnastic team?
So with that, there's an issue of the statute of limitations, that the things that she has potentially done in the past, the crimes that she may or may not have committed in the past, that they are no longer able to be prosecuted because of the time for that has run out.
I understand Klages has been a Nassar defender even after prosecutors recovered a computer drive with child pornography on it, which he got convicted for 60 years on that. Why is she so much of a fan of Nassar?
I mean, that's probably something that you'd have to ask Klages about. I think part of it is that not only Klages, but other people who stood by Nassar for a while, well into the proceedings, is he was a pillar of the community. You know, he was this doctor. He treated Olympic stars. He was just seen to be someone who could not possibly be doing something like this. And I think also there's probably some people who do stand by this excuse that this was a medical procedure, who maybe believe that it was a legitimate medical procedure and that these women are mistaken. Obviously, a court of law disagrees with that. But, you know, Klages, she is unique, but she is not the only person who for quite some time decided to try and stand by Nassar. And, you know, these crimes in some ways are similar to William Strample, Nassar's former boss and dean, who has been accused and has been charged of not overseeing Nassar and essentially trying to protect him while he was still at MSU.
So what's next after this preliminary exam?
So preliminary exams, it's a very low threshold, so it's very likely that the case is going to be sent to circuit court, where it will then be set for trial. That date is probably going to be quite a ways out. Like I mentioned before, William Strample has been charged. He passed through the preliminary hearing stage, and we are still waiting for him to go to trial. So I think it's probably going to be a lot of nothing for a little while, and in the meantime, the investigation into Michigan State University by the Attorney General's Special Prosecutor continues.
Shayna Roth has been Michigan Radio's Capitol reporter. Hey, thanks.
Thank you.